Good evening, everybody. Guten Chodesh. Being that this evening is Rosh Chodesh and this week's Parsha is Parsha's Bo, it might be an appropriate time for us just to talk about one aspect of the halachos of Kiddush Levana. There is a widespread minig, and we have this Bechol Tfusis Yisrael. The Sfardim and Ashkenazim both have the practice that we generally say Kiddush Levana on Matzah Shabbos after we're finished davening Ma'ariv. So there's a question that's raised by some Achronim. What is the heter for us to say Kiddush Levana as we are leaving Shul on Matzah Shabbos? Don't we know the regular principle of Tadr V'Sheinu Tadr, Tadr Kodem? And we know that Havdalah is generally something that we do every single week, so that's certainly the Tadr. So how do we have the right to go ahead and recite the Kiddush Levana before we say Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos? This is the question. Atachanatanu. Okay, but we know that Chazal were Masakin, you have to say Alakos, you have to say Havdalah Alakos. So what is that? What was that? You have till Tuesday b'diavad, but you're supposed to say Havdalah right away. So that's the question. It's Tadr v'Sheinu Tadr. L'chayr, this is a mitzvah that we do every single week. So what's the heter over here to go ahead and recite the Kiddush Levana as we're leaving Shul on Matzah Shabbos? So just to give a little background into the sugya of Tadr v'Sheinu Tadr so that we appreciate the question a little bit and how often Tadr v'Sheinu Tadr is actually applied in the halacha l'maisa. So the makor for the din of Tadr v'Sheinu Tadr is in fact from a Gemara in Zvachim Daf Peites, where the Gemara says as follows, Kadal Tadr mechaveru kodem es chaveru. Whichever thing is more frequent than the other, whichever mitzvah is more frequent that we do, that comes first. Therefore, the Mishnah says, Hatmidim kodmin l'musafin. If you have a regular day, which you have, tmidim and musafim, so generally we only have a carbon tamid, but on Rosh Chodesh, on Yom Tif, on Chol HaMoed, we have musafim as well. So when you have such a situation like that, first you have to be makar the carbon tamid, and only afterward do you bring the musaf. When you have Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh together, so Shabbos, the karbanos of Shabbos come first, and karbanos of Rosh Chodesh come afterward. So the Mishnah says that we always follow this rule of Tadr v'Sheinu Tadr, and this is learned from the Pasuk of Milvad Olas HaBokar Asher Olas HaTamid Tasu HaSeila. You first have to do the carbon, that's the carbon Hayom, because that's what we generally do every single day, and only after that do you do the carbon of Rosh Chodesh, the carbon of Yom Tif, or the carbon of Chol HaMoed, whatever it might be. We have many different places where this actually comes up, and this is what dictates how we should follow the Halacha L'maisa. And I just want to give a couple of examples, but obviously this plays out in many different places. Number one, in Hilchos Suda and Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Pei Hei, in Kuf Pei Ches, we're told when a person is benching on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, or on Shabbos when it's Yom Tif as well, so what does he say first? Does he first say Ritzei, or does he first recite Yalav Yavo? So the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch comes out that the psak is we're supposed to first say Ritzei, and only afterward Yalav Yavo, because Ritzei is something that we recite every single Shabbos. So Ritzei is Tadr, and Yalav Yavo is the Eino Tadr. So Tadr v'Sheinu Tadr, Tadr Kodem. Similarly, the Beis Yosef writes in Hilchos Tzitzis and Siman Chafhei that when one comes to Shul in the morning and he has in front of him the mitzvah of Talis and Tefillin, he's supposed to first put on his Talis and only afterward put on the Tefillin. Two reasons for that. Number one, the reason that the Beis Yosef gives is because Tzitzis is Shkula Keneged Kala Mitzvahs Kulam. Tzitzis is considered a mitzvah that's extremely chashuv. So that's reason number one. Reason number two that the Beis Yosef says is, since we know that on Shabbos we don't wear tefillin, and on Shabbos we do wear tzitzis, so Mamelo, the mitzvah of tzitzis is tadir, and the mitzvah of tefillin is eno tadir, tadir v'sheno tadir, tadir kadir. That is the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins as well. Third example that we have is, when you have, every single year, Rosh Chodesh Teves obviously falls out on Chanukah, so which laning do you do first? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins over there that on Rosh Chodesh we first lay in the Kriya Shal Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because Rosh Chodesh is something that to us happens 12 times a year, sometimes 13 times a year, and Chanukah is only 8 days a year. So therefore, Rosh Chodesh is Tadir, and we do the laning of Rosh Chodesh first, and only afterward do we lane the Kriya Shal Torah of Chanukah. There's a very fascinating machloikis ha'achronim, it'd be medayik from the achronim, but it's a very interesting discussion. How do we define Tadir and Eino Tadir? So I would have thought you just count up how many times we do something, and that determines whether or not it's considered Tadir or Eino Tadir, but that's not so simple. If you look in the Matei Ephraim in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh Elul, he discusses the following case. What happens every year Rosh Chodesh Elul, we begin to say L'David Hashem Ori, and we also recite Barchi Nafshi. So here we are at the end of davening, and you're not sure which one he's supposed to say first. So what would he say? Which one should he say first?
David.
Why?
Because it comes out
more times, right? You say it 40 days, twice a day. Ashkenazim say it Shachris and Meirs. Nusach Sfard says it Shachris and Mincha. But either way, you say it twice a day for 40 days. That's much more than the Barchi Nafshi. Yet the Matei Ephraim says, no, the Barchi Nafshi is said first because Barchi Nafshi is considered Tadir. What do you mean it's considered Tadir? Zakti Mati Ephraim, the reason why it's Tadir is because to us it's more frequent because we say it throughout the year. It's something that we remember. It's something that resonates with us because we always say it once a month. Therefore, even though we say it less amount of times quantitatively, still it's considered Tadir to us. The big chiddush that the Mati Ephraim has. You see from here that the way to determine a Tadir is not simply by counting up how many times we do something, but how people remember this particular mitzvah or not. On the other hand, we have a Shagasari that points out a different case. What happens when you have in the middle of Sfira, you have the situation where at the end of your Shabbos meal, you have to recite Birchas HaMazon and you also have to count Sfira. In Shul, it wasn't late enough to count Sfira. So you count Sfira at home. Now you're left at the end of the meal to bench and to count Sfira. So which one do you do first? Well, Zakta Shagasari, you will make a Cheshbon. You're Mechuyiv to bench Shalosh Sudas every single Shabbos. Right? That's a Chiyuv. So therefore, Zakta Shagasari, you count up the amount of Shabbosos that you have in a year, 52 Shabbosos a year, and you have three times every Shabbos you have to bench. So he says that's much more Tadir than the 49 days of... So what do you see? According to the Shagasari, obviously by Tadir, in order to determine what's Tadir and what's not Tadir, you have to figure out exactly, numerically, how many times do we actually do this mitzvah? Do we do this mitzvah more times than the other one? Then that's considered a Tadir. If not, then we don't. According to the Mati Ephraim's logic, it would be pashut that you do the Birchas HaMazon first. Why? Because Birchas HaMazon is something we do so often. It's something that's so normal for us. It's something that's so usual. So that obviously would be the Tadir. But the Shagasari goes out of his way to make the Cheshbon and he counts up and he says, no, we have to figure out exactly the quantity, how many times we actually are Mekayim a mitzvah. That is what defines it as being the more Tadir. Be it as it may.
What about Olenu and Sfira? Ashkenazim say one way, Sfarim say the other way. It would make sense.
Right. So,
that's
an interesting question. The bigger question is, Aleinu would have been a good test case. The problem is that Aleinu doesn't really fit in at all because the question over there is a little bit different. The question by Aleinu is Aleinu the Siyum Atvila? That's why Aleinu is a little bit of a question, which order we should do Aleinu on the David.
So
it's a separate question. So that's a separate machlokes that doesn't really relate to this, but it should have. We should have said, you're right, we should have said the minhag should be Aleinu is said first because Tadir. The Svar to say not like that is because Aleinu is the Siyum HaTfila. So right before we leave Shul, that's like our Heter to leave Shul is to say Aleinu. Fine, so be it as it may, it's important to point out whenever we discuss the halachas of Tadir Sheinu Tadir, we have to notice one very important detail. My father always likes to point this out, and that is the only time you have this conflict of Tadir Sheinu Tadir is only when I'm prepared and I'm ready to do both mitzvahs right now. But if I'm not ready to do both mitzvahs right now, I'm ready to do one now, and one I'm only going to be ready for later, obviously you don't there have a conflict, so we say, even the Eino Tadir comes first. This is the most pashuta answer. Many Achronim are bothered with the question, how is it that Minik Svarad is to shake Lulav in the Sukkah before you come to Shul on Sukkot? Aye, Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir, Shachris, we daven every day, and shaking Lulav and Esser we only do a couple times a year, so Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir, you shouldn't be allowed to shake Lulav at home, right? So many Achronim discuss this. The most Pashat Teretz is, it doesn't fall into the question at all of Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir. Why? Because when I wake up in the morning at 7 o'clock in the morning, obviously Sukkot morning, I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm so excited to shake my Lulav and Esrog, I'm not ready to go to Shul yet. Shul doesn't start till 9. So I wake up, even if I wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning, right now I have two mitzvahs in front of me. One I'm ready to do, that's the mitzvah of Dalad Minim. One I'm not ready to do, that's the mitzvah of going to Daven Shachris. The mitzvah of Davening Shachris is only going to be time for that at 9. So whenever you have something like that, and it's not a conflict at all, obviously we would say that the Eino Tadir comes first, because that's what I'm ready to do right now. And the other one, although it's Tadir, is not something I'm ready to do, so I don't do it. So this is not my father's Kiddush. So we're going to get to that in a minute. Even I just want to bring out this point first. You see this Beferish in Shulchan Aruch. Although the Shulchan Aruch says that one is supposed to put on his talus before his tefillin, Shulchan Aruch gave two reasons why. Either because tzitzis is shkula keneged kol mitzvahs, or because tadir v'sheinu tadir and talus we put on even on Shabbos, yet the Shulchan Aruch says as follows. What happens if a person comes to shul and he realizes he lent his tefillin to somebody, it's going to be another 20 minutes till the guy gives it back to him. Right? So right now I lent my talus to somebody. I don't have my talus here, it's going to be another 20 minutes. So should I put on my tefillin now, or should I say, no, tadir v'sheinu tadir, the regular rule that dictates our putting on talus and tefillin every day is that talus comes first because of tadir v'sheinu tadir, so maybe today as well, I should wait 20 minutes to put on my tefillin? No! Zakter Amma, of course not. If all I have in front of me is one mitzvah, although one is tadir and one is eino tadir, I don't have to wait for the eino tadir, for the tadir to come around to do the first. No! I do whatever I'm ready to do right now. I remember my father, we were at a chasana, and there was a little bit of a pause at the chasana. There wasn't yet a minyan at the wedding. So it was already dark, so we decided we should daven Ma'ariv. So then we looked around the room, it's not a minyan yet. So we said, let's go outside and say Kiddush Levana. So we started walking out to say Kiddush Havanos. There was a very chash of a Rav who was sitting there. We said, oh, Tadav Shana Tadav, what do you mean? We didn't have a Ma'ariv yet. You're not allowed to say Kiddush Havanos before you die. It's a mistake. Why? Because right now we're not ready to daven Ma'ariv. We don't have a minion. Right now we are ready to do Kiddush Levana because, in fact, there's a Levana outside. So that's what we did. We went outside, we said Kiddush Levana. We came back and we daven Ma'ariv once there was a minion that was ready to daven. That's Pashut. Whenever we discuss Tadav Shana Tadav, it's important to keep that in mind that if there's no conflict, obviously, we'll do the Eino Tadir first.
It's also something so reverse because you don't know, some, you know the way the happens.
Right. So sometimes you could lose out on the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. Correct. Obviously, that's correct. Yeah. Who? Who is this? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, meaning even... Oh, so you're saying even if... Right, so you're saying, even if we have a minion and we're ready to daven Ma'ariv, but if we're concerned, then we all go outside. Very good, thank you. Yeah, very good, thank you.
In case the weather should change.
Yeah, so that's what he says. The Nadbi Huda writes that you have to be concerned. Maybe the clouds are going to cover it up. Right, then the moon's going to go away. So back to our question. So now we know that Tadav Shana Tadav somehow governs many, many halachas in Shulchan Aruch. We have it in all of Tchumen and Shulchan Aruch. So why is it that over here on Matzah Shabbos we have the practice to go outside, we recite Kiddush Levana, and then we go home to say Havdalah? Don't we know that Havdalah is the Tadir? We say Havdalah every single Matzah Shabbos. So what right do we have to first say Kiddush Levana and only afterward to recite the Havdalah? So there are three possible... So there are three possible answers. Let's say three simple answers. One is the following. The Bir Halacha writes that there's a din, lechatchila, obviously b'dieved is not ma'ake, but lechatchila, a person is supposed to recite Kiddush Levana, b'rovam. What does Barovam mean? How many people constitutes Barovam? Okay, so there's a big discussion in the Shari Tshuva there. What does Barovam actually mean? Be it as it may, the Mishnah Berurah tells us in the Bir Halacha that since one is supposed to do a Barovam, so perhaps that's the concern. On Matzah Shabbos, we all leave shul. If we're going to say, everybody go home, say Havdalah, and then come back to say Kiddush Levana, no one's coming back. Everyone's just going to go outside, say it on their own. Most people are probably going to forget. But for sure, we're going to lose out on the Barovam. So when you have another consideration, for example, you have the consideration of Barovam, perhaps we're going to push the din of Tadav Shana Tadav aside and say, follow the Barovam and forget about the Tadav Shana Tadav. Similarly, but a little bit different, is what the Stechemed writes to answer this kasha. Zakta Stechemed, that when you have the concern of Eim Avir and Allah Mitzvahs, you don't follow the Tadav Shana Tadav. So let's play that into our scenario. I walk out of shul. Right now, I'm faced with the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. The moon is here. So that's Eim Avir and Allah Mitzvahs. For me to run home now and do the Havdalah first, and then come back and do Kiddush Levana, I'm violating the din of Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvah. So therefore, in a case like that, we obviously would assume that a person should first do the mitzvah that he's confronted with right now, which is the Kiddush Levana, and only afterwards does he go home and make the Havdalah. A third answer, which we discussed a couple of weeks ago when it came for Hanukkah time, a third answer is as follows. The Gemara says, Imsachim daf kufayim at beis, that kol kama de me'achrinin as ha-Shabbos adif. As much as we can push off the leaving of Shabbos, we'll push it off as much as we can. And in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin la'alacha, that on Matzah Shabbos Chanukah, what's the din? What do? In Shul, we first do halakas neiros Chanukah, and then afterward do we make Havdalah. The kasha was already mechal Shabbos by lighting the candles, okay, we discussed it in Machlokes the Gra and everyone else. But l'maisa, the psak is, the reason why we first recite the neiros Chanukah, we first light the neiros, and only afterward do we recite Havdalah in Shul, is because, as much as we could push off the leaving of Shabbos, that's what we try to do. We try to hold on to Kedusha as much as we can. Similarly, in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch points out in Hilchas Purim, what do you do when Matzah Shabbos is Purim, and you have to lay in the Megillah on Matzah Shabbos? So what are you supposed to do first? Do you first make Havdalah? Do you first do Kriyas HaMegillah? Zok to Shulchan Aruch, the same thing as Chanukah. You first do Mikra Megillah, and only afterward do you do the... Havdalah. Why? Because kol kama de me'achrinan adif. We want to push off Shabbos as much as we can. We want to extend it as much as we can. So these are three possible tirutzim. Obviously, a fourth would be if we're getting close to the end of this man and we're afraid, like you said, from the Nadbi Huda, and we're concerned that it's going to get covered over by the clouds. Obviously, then that's a reason. If we walk out of shul and we see that the moon is here and we're ready to make Kiddush Levana, obviously we can do it right away. Not everyone. Some people. But so these are a couple of suggestions why we would assume that it's mutter for us, and this obviously is the practice that we have, to recite the Kiddush Levana on Matzah Shabbos and only afterward go home and say Havdalah. Just one interesting point, when we discuss this din of kol kama de me'achrinan adif, we want to push off Kedusha as much as we can, there's a very interesting Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Gilyonei HaShas You have to follow a trail. He has it in a couple of places, but if you follow it, it's a very interesting discussion that he has. We have a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Beis, that says when you have somebody who's Yotze Leharig, you have somebody who's being brought out to be killed. So the Gemara tells us that if they're walking him out to be killed, and now he comes up and he says, hey, I have a tzad, why do you think I'm putter? So the din is, we have to take him back. You got to listen to him. What if he says 50 times, 100 times, I think I have tzad, I think I have a tina, I think I'm right, I think I'm right. You got to keep bringing him back, listening to what he says. They're correct. So we have a mitzvah to save the guy. So if the guy thinks he has a tina to save himself, we're mechliv. So Rabbi Yosef Engel clears a shiloh. Maybe if you're the guy who's being brought out to be killed, you did something wrong, and you know that you're dead wrong. Maybe I should make up tainas to keep myself alive. Right? It's pikuach nefesh. I'm about to be killed. Another few minutes to live. Perhaps I should go ahead and try to save my own life. So maybe I should make up tainas that I know are foolish. I know they're meaningless. I know they have no basis. Perhaps I should make up false tainas in order to keep myself alive a little longer. So he says, no, that doesn't make sense. It's ridiculous. Why? Because the Gemara says in Chulin that we have a mitzvah v'yarta rami kirbecha. We have a mitzvah to kill a guy. So we have a mitzvah, zriz makdim le-mitzvahs. Whenever we have a mitzvah, although it's a difficult mitzvah to do, v'yarta rami kirbecha, sometimes we have to kill someone. But l'may says, zriz makdim le-mitzvahs, you can't get in the way. But then, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, perhaps no. Perhaps when it comes to a mitzvah, like the Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Dalet, when it comes to haramas hadeshen, let's say, cleaning off the mizbeach, taking something away, hasaras hakadusha, he writes, perhaps when it comes to something like that, the din of Zrizim Magdim and Lemitzvahs does not apply. So he says as follows. Perhaps he borrows the terminology of this Gemara and he says, Kol kama de'afuki yama me'achrinan. We're going to try to keep Kedusha on as long as we can. We try to extend Kedusha as much as we can. So Zarka B'Yosef Engel, a genius, he says, perhaps when it comes to this din, the guy is Yotzi Laharek, Ein Lecha Kaddush Golem Izeh, a Jewish person is a Kaddush. Says perhaps he should try to extend his life as much as he can, because that's always the underlying principle that kol kama de'achrinan, we try to push off kedusha as much as we can. So he says perhaps the guy should make up tainas, and maybe there's no din of zrizim akdim lemitzvahs when it comes to this din over here. The same way by Abdullah, there's no din of zrizim akdim lemitzvahs. Keep Shabbos as long as you can. So that's where Yosef Engel has this discussion. It's not for now. When it comes up to Maisa, perhaps we'll have to think about it more serious. But it's just an interesting thing to think about when we talk about this din of kol apuke yoma me'achrinon, we try to push off a kedusha as long as we can. We try to extend it. Perhaps it might have ramifications outside of simple or achayim cases of Mikra Megillah and of Halakas Neiros Chanukah and Havdalah. I wish everyone a guten chodesh.